Perhaps the murderer is lurking in the woodwinds. Where were you last night, woodwinds? Speak up! Speak up!
We were doing bird imitations, said the flutes, the shiniest and highest pitched of the woodwinds.
It seems like that's all we ever do. Whenever the orchestra needs a bird, there we are. Aha! The inspector cried. Perhaps you murdered the composer for making you act like birds.
Don't make us laugh, the flutes cried. We're much too wimpy and high-pitched for murder.
Ask the reed instruments. They're much sneakier than us.
Sneaky, said the clarinets. We're not sneaky. By the way, Inspector, that is a very handsome jacket you are wearing.
Oh, thank you, said the inspector.
Such shiny buttons, said the bassoons.
You think so? The inspector said, blushing slightly.
And the color is very flattering, said the oboe.
Really? The inspector said, twirling around. That's very kind of you to say so.
But why are you giggling, flutes?
Ignore them, said the first oboe, leaning in close.
If I were you, I'd question the brass instruments instead. They're a violent lot.
The brass? The inspector said, writing in his notebook. You really think so?
You can trust me, the oboe said. Everyone trusts me. After all, I tune up the entire orchestra by playing an A. Listen.
You can't argue with that, the inspector said. Brass, what do you have to say for yourselves?
Last night was incredibly important for us, proclaimed the trumpets in a boisterous manner,
a phrase which here means loudly and with a certain arrogant rudeness.
We announced the arrival of kings and presidents. We led soldiers into battle and held a parade when they got home. Our ears are still ringing from all the ruckus.
The inspector cried, making a note in his notebook. Perhaps you murdered the composer for making you play so loud.
We love being loud, the trumpets replied. Brass instruments are brassy by nature. Besides, loud is patriotic, and we suspect the murder was committed by a foreigner.
A foreigner, the inspector repeated.
What say you, French horns? You have a strange accent.
The French horns did not understand the question and began murmuring a story about the old country.
When the war slit our hearts like a cantaloupe. And the boy and the girl, well, they cantaloupe. It's the same sad story, melon and melancholy.
Leave "Leave the French horns alone," the trombone said. "They were in such a state that we took them out to the club to cheer them up. We ordered a few bottles of expensive wine and then took the stage, swinging and dancing until dawn." Said the percussion instruments, barging in as only percussion instruments can do. "We drummed, we percussed, we employed xylophoniness and symbolism. We heard the beat and beat the herd. We struck up and got down. We conquered the concert, batted the band, agitated the audience, rattled the roof, and got the phone numbers of several very attractive young sailors. By then we were beat, too exhausted to commit murder." "And what about you, Tuba?" the inspector said. "Were you involved in these distasteful shenanigans?" "No," the tuba said. "I'm a confirmed bachelor. I was home all night playing cards with my landlady, the harp, taking sips of warm milk from a little blue cup."